Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Just imagine a drunk driver getting pulled over, and she said her husband was driving, but it was nobody else in the car.
I actually can't imagine that. Yeah. I could see where that would happen.
Very much sounds like something.
Yeah, so this was a wild one. It was a 24-year-old woman in Tampa who got arrested for drunk driving after she drove the wrong way on the interstate and sideswiped a cop car. So first of all, thankfully, everyone was okay. Nobody was hurt or anything like that. That could have went very, very, very ugly. But she tried to claim her husband was driving, and he wasn't even in the car. So here is the interaction from the police and the young lady who was drunk. This is courtesy of the body cam, too. So this is the raw audio. This ain't news or anything. Yeah. This is the raw audio right here. And this is how the interaction went.
Do you realize that you're going the wrong way on the interstate?
On this interstate?
Yeah, do you see all these lights coming towards us? Look straight ahead.
No, I do.
Right.
Wait, I do.
So you're going the wrong way on the interstate.
No.
Yes, you are.
That's one?
That's why I wrecked
this car?
You, yes.
This car?
You were going the wrong way.
My husband's walking me, or driving me home. It just really
mean you're driving home?
No, he's driving us home.
You were just driving?
No. I was driving. I was like in the, I was in the passenger seat.
Is there anyone else in that car?
No, yeah.
Yeah, there's no one else in the car.
No, okay, maybe not that specific clear, but there was like me and my husband were in one car.
So before we go even further, how many drinks do you think this young lady had?
Oh, they always say two. They are, or a couple. They always go, a couple. But I'm going to say six or seven.
Yeah, well, the cop actually asked her this question.
Mm-hmm.
And this was their interaction and response for this.
Let me ask you a question. How many drinks have you had tonight?
I have like two bars that I've been to tonight that I've had a full drink at.
Okay.
Like, I had one full drink at my house, and I had two drinks at the bar.
Yeah, they usually go a couple. I want to go back to the first part. This interstate? Like what?
It was rough. I'm going to try to find. I was actually watching the video.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, it is insane how she got behind the wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
She is.
It's just, well, first of all, we all know. I mean, the obvious. Dumb. Don't do it. Stupid.
Yeah.
It's just.
She was talking out of her mind. This was a long video. This is about maybe a 10-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lot. Like, I didn't know what she was talking about. I had to cut a lot of this stuff out.
She was just deflecting. She goes, this interstate? And then later she goes, this car?
Yeah, that's a great way to tell if someone is lying and just they're trying to give themselves time. If they just start repeating back a lot of stuff to you.
Yeah.
And then, like, you are clearly, you hear me. You're just trying to find yourself to an answer. The one thing that I'm really holding on to is maybe a good thing within this, and you'll follow me as I say it. Do we know what police department this is from or whatever?
The only thing I know is this is from Tampa.
Okay, so one thing that I know has been happening a little bit more is that people on social media have been kind of creating like fake interactions with the police to kind of just like get interaction because these things obviously
for the clicks.
Look, that is hilarious, the audio that you just played. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine someone going, all right, if we build this situation, put it on social media, TikTok, or whatever, people will watch it. So I do wonder, especially seeing as we're
in. But everybody got to play a part in it, though, right? If they doing this,
sure.
Right. Or is this just a.
No. Okay. Like it would be like almost a full skit. And some of them, I just off of what I'm hearing, it sounds like it might not be. And I'm holding on to the hope that maybe this is just fake. There wasn't some lady who was driving crazy and then talking about how
if
her
it
husband
if
was
it
there.
Is,
yeah, I'm looking at the news report.
If it is, it got to be like a set or something.
No, there was a news report. It's bad.
Yeah, you can see the side swipe and all that stuff.
But I will say, as a public service announcement, if you find yourself getting upset or getting riled up as you're scrolling social media because of this, like maybe take a second to ask. Is this a real video? Unfortunately, it sounds like this one is.
Yeah, it is.
And then
she's going with her hands. So I was right here, like just really just, and then just sort of like overstating everything.
And if you watch the video some more, you can see her doing a line test.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just.
I got to see.
Yeah, I think the cops is just trying to do their jobs. You know what? Let's do all of these little tests.
Oh, just to make I'm looking sure. at it now.
Yeah, but she was clearly intoxicated.
Oh, whoa. I thought she was hurtling there for a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank goodness, man, nobody was hurt in this because going down the wrong, like the opposite way of the highway, that always ends ugly, man. So thank goodness nobody was seriously hurt.
She was definitely on some because she hit this highway and still the best thing she could come up with was, nah, but you got to understand, my husband was driving.
Yeah.
You got to understand. It wasn't me. Just
that cop was
else.
Like, is somebody else in the car?
Yeah.
Like, is somebody?
Nope.
Ain't nobody in the car.
He broke out a cop. But can I hear that one more time? Because at first he was talking with like a clear cop voice at first. And then he was like, wait, is anybody in there? Like he went.
You, yes.
This car?
You were going the wrong way.
This car?
My husband's walking me, or driving me home. It just really.
Green, you're driving home.
No, he's driving us.
You were just driving.
No. I was driving. I was like in the. I was in the passenger seat.
Is there anyone else in that car?
Hey, yo. Hey. Is someone over there?
And then when she gets busted, she goes, no, I meant earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Earlier.
Yeah.
I waited to sober up before I started driving, clearly. Right.
Yeah, but salute to everybody. Glad nobody was seriously injured in this.
Mm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of drunk people, as we continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, Adrian Bronner, the former boxer, the one I know a lot of people say he was overrated.
Man, a waste of some
talent.
Yeah,
waste
though.
Of talent.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Very entertaining when it comes to press conferences and stuff like that. But he was on a show with Cam and Mace.
What's the name of the show?
It is what it is. Yeah. That's the name of the show.
Yeah, because they're mocking it. It's an ironic name.
How dare you say that Killer Cam is mocking?
We're going to have to ask Killer Cam and Mace the story behind that.
They're like,
name.
What would be a really silly name for our podcast? I got it. It is what it is.
So he was on It Is What It Is show with Cam and Mace, and they have a moderator by the name of Treasure Wilson, and her they call her Stat Baby and all that stuff. So apparently Adrian Broner was really, really looking at Stat Baby. He couldn't keep her eyes off of it and was saying all type of wild stuff like, oh, you look so good and all this other stuff.
Joe Namathing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And mind you, she have a boyfriend that I think was there.
He was.
Mm-hmm. He was there. So Cameron was like, yo, chill out. Her boyfriend here, da, 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 da. But this is how it sounded, and it got kind of awkward a little bit.
You look so good in person.
Thank you.
For real, I appreciate that.
Hey,
what you waste of that? I love you. What a guy. I'm sorry. My bad, y'all. My bad. Hey, Stat, could you stop smiling? Can you stop smiling?
You. Smile.
Oh, Rabia. Nah, yo, bro. Some G out of me.
My bad.
When I see you taking off some time,
I'm mesmerized by Stat.
Bro,
I did not know you looked that good in person.
My bad, bro.
You amazing.
All right, hey, we gonna have to ask you to go, man. I'm gonna pay you for your time, for beer. I appreciate you. I love you.
I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, no. I can't. I asked you the first time. I don't have no problems with you, but I'm going to pay you for your time.
Good for them, first of all.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot coming from Cameron.
Yeah.
Cameron, who, I don't want to say he don't have any morals, but he's usually very open and kind of don't give a F type of attitude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is embarrassing for Adrian Broner, man. It looked like he was super drunk or high or something like that. Nah, it looked really bad. And salute to Cam for, you know, standing on business, man.
Yeah, no,
because a lot of people, I've been around a lot of people who somebody was hitting on somebody else's girl and nobody did anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So salute to him for kind of standing up and just ending the interview. And by the way, he just pulled out a bag of money. A stack of money, like, I'll pay you for your time.
Oh, he did. He literally did.
Yeah, he pulled out some type of little bag and it had stacks of money. Here you go, bro.
Wow.
No wonder Adrian Broner couldn't be a good boxer, because, like, what kind of technique is that?
Like, well,
what was the game plan there? I'm just going to get over here and talk all sorts of crazy, and then eventually after the show, we're going to, like, what was he planning on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he was doing, but salute to Killer Cam for standing on business.
Mm.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So we talked a lot about Anthony Richardson, and I guess how that draft pick ain't really working out, and we kind of looking at Indy and want to see what they're going to do with that whole situation. How would y'all feel if they made him into like a Taysom Hill tight end type of deal? Do you think that could possibly work? Because he is a freakish athlete.
Yeah.
How would you feel if they did something like that?
And a lot of times when you talk about things like this, there's a number of reasons that people say he should be a quarterback. I mean, he should be a receiver or a tight end or something. I think it fits here.
Right.
I think it does.
We are not falling into the stereotypes of he can't do this because
Lamar Jackson.
He's not smart enough. He simply has not demonstrated the ability to play quarterback. A fair point comes in on the YouTube page from Ken. He is already injury prone. So we're going to get him in here blocking. That is questionable. But I think you have a better chance of him just flat out being a better version of a football player as someone who might be able to do some of those kind of Swiss Army knife or really just tight end straight up things there.
Yeah. So Jeff Teague on the Club 520 podcast actually brought this up to Anthony Richardson's teammate, Zaire Franklin.
Okay.
And Zaire was not having it.
Bro, going to tight end.
Who? Chelsea, stop that. T, you on demon today, bro. I don't know, that Vegas trip, man.
The DJ
come on,
said
man.
He was like the new Taysom Hill, and I was like,
nah. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
But he
could though. That's not even funny.
No, he can't.
Though.
No, he can't. No, he can't. First of all, look, let Baker, let Geno,
yeah,
let Jared Goff, let Sam Darnold, let Danny be an example that it ain't never over for a quarterback. When a quarterback got that much talent and they got, we ain't doing that. A-Rich, he's still a part of the squad too. So
he is, bro. I'm saying to get him on the field. Bro.
Nah, he all right.
He too talented as an athlete not to be on the field.
Mm. That quarterback.
Well, he's not.
I do feel like they should look into something like that. I don't know if just sitting behind, just being QB number two or three is worth. I mean, it's a high draft. I would try to put him out there once in a while and try to do some stuff, some razzle dazzle type stuff.
He's got
to
want to, though. Like that mm-hmm. position switch doesn't happen being forced. Like it's just not going to be something that goes over well if he doesn't want to. And if I would, you know, really have a hard time believing that he is willing, at least at this point, to make that switch. I mean, his agent is trying to push to see if they can get a trade at this point. So I think they want to keep trying to be a quarterback. But the rest of us are looking at this like, dog, you were struggling to complete 50% of your passes. This does not look like something that you can make shake.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. What about something like a Wildcat type of situation when you throw him out there?
I don't mind that. In fact, I think I might have used this as a comparison when he was coming out in the draft. I don't mind that Taysom Hill has made a hell of a good career.
I mean, even Terrell Pryor was able to do a little something. Yes.
He fully switched the receiver, too.
I think that's how you sell. Hey, look, you're still going to get a couple reps at quarterback.
Logan Thomas had a good career at tight end as well.
What? How many years has Taysom Hill been in the league now, man?
Man, he just
and making some money.
Just eating.
That's how you sell it.
The man's got his own money.
The man's got his own money. He's 35 years old.
He did come in the league at like 28.
This is true, BYU. He's in his ninth year. Like, that's how I would say, like, look, we're not saying you're not ever going to play quarterback, but you can make a career if you do this.
Oh, well, once you make that switch, you're not going back to, I don't know that you're, well, I guess you're talking about Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
You got to build up a package for that, which I'm not sure that they will, but, like, mm-hmm. even then, I think once you open yourself up to that mindset, you got to be ready to just make that switch. Now, if he does come along to that place, I do think that could be beneficial for him. I understand why all parties involved are going to be in the places that they will, mm-hmm. and he's going to try and continue to make it as a quarterback. The problem is, and I'll take this to Zaire Franklin, you got to defend your guy. He's still a quarterback, so I can't be the one out here saying it. However, comparing him to Geno and, and Baker, all those guys we saw.
All of them show something.
Functional
at some point.
Quarterbacks, at least at the college level, and then really somewhat at the NFL level before they had to go through that mm-hmm. period before they could be comeback players. He hasn't given us that.
Nope.
Even at Florida, we did not see a fully functioning prototype.
What did he play, like 12 games?
52%. He completed 53 or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I'd be all cool with it. Like I might go and try and bid on the Anthony Richardson tight end mm-hmm. experience. Let me see. Let me get that speed and that physicality.
Yeah. All right, get y'all out of here on this. Special salute to Molly from First Take. First Take. She resigned from her role on First Take in ESPN, and It kind of came out of nowhere. I think it kind of shocked everybody.
It's still an unknown.
So I'm curious to know, do y'all feel like it's a little bit of foul play, or is this maybe some personal, you know, family issues? Or I don't want to say issues, but maybe it's something personal.
I don't know if foul play, I would go there. Just some foul interesting play, things going on.
Foul play, I mean like some FS1 type stuff.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe she can't get along with a coworker or something. If it's something like that, or maybe it's just a family situation where she had to step away.
I know a lot of people have kind of pointed to the various kind of off comments that have been made at times, more joking wise, but they feel like something that you shouldn't even joke about on TV. I know Stephen A. himself, but some other people have made maybe at Molly's expense. I don't know that that's what it is, and especially because when you see her, the statement that she put out on Instagram, she was like, basically, I wasn't expecting this to get out yet, but, you know, enjoyed my time at First Take, which I don't know if that necessarily precludes her from coming back and doing anything mm-hmm. litigious or if there is something there, but it didn't feel like that was the tone. And one of the last lines that she wrote was stay tuned with a smiley face. So I do wonder if she just got a better opportunity that presented itself that she was wanting to jump at. Either way, again, I said this earlier, mm-hmm. I think in the next couple of weeks to a month, we'll get more understanding of what happened and why this is.
Oh, we will.
And I think that I'm waiting for. Yes, mm-hmm. Molly Karam, who was on First Take 832.
Yeah. She was solid, man. Look, I was a Kerry Champion guy back in the day. she came in. I felt like she was solid. So salute to her, man.
And it had to be really solid because corralling those dudes when they start getting to arguing and bickering, going all different ways, is not the easiest
not at all
in the world. So best of luck to Stephen A. doing that himself. Although it makes sense when you make $40 million a year, you should be able to.
You better
do everything, right? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in the loop. All right, coming up next, I didn't give you the reason why I believe this offense will get better, so I do want to give that, and we'll get ready to hand things off to the fellas of Drive. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.